This is an Amber exclusive.
I had so much fun in San Diego. My first time there, and I went with two friends, Mia and Krista. Wrote about my upcoming trip in my blog titled Mistress on a Girl's Trip. Let's see, I spent my mornings on the beach alone, relaxing and getting a little exercise. It was such a treat for me to do that, I can't even tell you. I miss the Oregon coast, and there's nothing like that in Vegas. Took myself to coffee and a snack every morning while I waited for the girls to wake up and be productive. Went back to the hotel for a quick shower and to get ready, and soon after, they were up and wanted lunch. We'd venture out together and try a local place and then spend the afternoon seeing sights and taking pictures and spending time in Old Town and, of course, shopping. Then it was time for dinner, so we'd pick a place, reflect on the day, and they'd drop me off at the hotel. I'd relax, read and sleep and watch TV while the girls found different places to get crazy and mingle. Mingle, believe me when I say, you know what mingle means. They'd come home beat in the wee hours, and I'd do it all over again, starting with the beach the next morning. All of us girls spent the time as we wanted, and we had fun. To answer the question I've been asked repeatedly since I've been back, yes, I was a good girl, and no, I did not cheat on my boyfriend. And yes, I am sure, he and I Skyped every night to say goodnight, and yes, those were sexy calls. I would love to come back to San Diego and bring him for a romantic trip. It's only about 5 hours from Vegas. It's an easy drive. I could definitely get behind some naughty in-hotel fun with my man, putting the mistress title down for a while and get my fuck on. You can bet when I do, I'll write about it.
This has been an Amber exclusive. You can call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Amber.